This is the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network.
You know, those among you that listen every day, you know that I've lost a significant amount of weight over the last few weeks. But when I went to the movies most recently, I lost control of myself. I ate popcorn like I was never going to see it again. I love popcorn. I love going to the movies. I did it without butter this time. I behaved reasonably well. My next guest, coming up a little bit later on, Van Timmer, we'll talk about that. But first, we got Pat Kolbeck here, state senator, running for governor here in Michigan. Pat, welcome back to the program.
Hey, great to be with you, Steve, although now you're getting me hungry for popcorn.
Yeah, I was looking ahead at that and figuring out what we were doing there, and I got a little carried away and ahead of myself. But you're out there every day working it, and I don't know if you're going to be – I'm doing a Lincoln Day dinner tonight, and I'm on the west side of Michigan, and I know you do a lot of these things. How's the campaign going for you?
It's going very well. Today's the National Day of Prayer, so I just scooted out of a prayer breakfast with my wife out in Livonia. Now we're heading out to Lansing to go into Senate session, and we're going to be passing budgets out today, so it's a big day on the Senate floor, but also be speaking out at the Capitol on National Prayer Day, and particularly talking about freedom of religion and how it's important that we defend that freedom. And then later on in the day, we're going to be talking out in Grand Rapids in front of a group of pastors, talking again about the need to protect our religious freedom.
You know, yeah, how many miles you put on that vehicle? I mean, a lot, because you know, Livonia to Lansing to Grand Rapids and then back again and all over. And, you know, and you have to make it home on occasion to sleep, I believe.
Well, you know, we've been blessed by a bunch of amazing volunteers and supporters. Right now, I'm actually driving to Lansing with my good friend Bob Cushman driving me there, and he's doing this out of his own free will here. He's doing it as a volunteer, and we got volunteers all across the state. That's the difference between our campaign for governor and all the rest. We actually even got on the ballot with 100% grassroots mojo with signature gathering. All the other campaigns had to pay somebody to get on.
So you must feel pretty good about this. I know that you're running about third behind Bill Schuette and Brian Calley, but your numbers continue to increase. You're getting more positive traction. You've got to be encouraged by the numbers you're seeing.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and something behind the numbers that people don't talk about, you've heard the term push-pull before, right?
Sure.
I've gotten multiple supporters have contacted me and say they've been contacted for these polls. And these polls, they'll mention my name in passing, but when they talk about who you're going to support for the Republican primary, is it going to be Bill Schuette or Brian Calley? And if they say Kolbeck, they say, no, out of who is it out of Bill Schuette and Brian Calley that you're going to pick? And so this is what's called a push poll, where they highlight, you know, Trump has expressed support for Schuette. So if you support the president, you must support Bill Schuette, and which is, and our folks, to their credit, they will sit there and say, well, Trump backed the wrong guy here in Michigan. The ones who the grassroots are all with that are Trump supporters and are Trump supporters, diehard Trump supporters, they're backing Kolbeck. And they don't want to hear that answer in the poll. So it's going to be interesting how it's reflected in the data that you see in the next poll that comes out.
I want to ask you about something else that you've talked about a little bit over the last couple of days in your travels. And that is a woman, a black gun owner, sent to prison. And where she'll give birth, by the way, after she used her Second Amendment right as an American citizen to protect her 2-year-old daughter from an assailant. Tell us about this story and why you've paid so much attention to it.
Well, it's because here we've got an example of somebody using a weapon in self-defense, which is 100% in compliance with Michigan Constitution Article 1, Section 6, which says that we have the right to bear arms in self-defense. She had a 2-year-old in her vehicle with her, somebody assailed her, she brandished her weapon, and she's the one that ends up going to jail. There's something fundamentally wrong with that.
What was the charge that she was convicted of?
I believe it was brandishing.
So she didn't even fire the weapon. She showed the weapon, she got the person to back off.
Fire it. Yeah, brandishing is when you show it and you show your weapon in a threatening manner, and that's just... you know, she was defending her. It's the equivalent of Mama Grizzly standing up on her hindquarters is what it comes down to. And, you know, in this case, that was her best option to defend herself and defend her child. and she gets penalized for it.
It's pretty shocking.
In today's society is so averse to guns, thanks to the media. You'd think with all the movies that you get to enjoy popcorn at.
Well, sure. I get that.
Issue, right?
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. And you wonder about a case like that. So she defends herself and her 2-year-old daughter. The perpetrator that was, coming after her, doing whatever. What happens to this person?
Perpetrator got off scot-free. So the only one that was guilty was the one guilty of defending themselves. And thankfully, Michigan has what's called stand your ground legislation. She never should have been prosecuted. It's a concern with our judicial system. There's a lot of things going on in our judicial system, frankly, that we need to reexamine and go off and hold people accountable. The legislature has the authority to impeach judges that are not serving in the best interest of the people. And I can't remember the last time somebody's been impeached despite all these crazy rulings. There's another one in regards to Williamston, the school board, and some recall petitions that need to be addressed as well. And when the judge believes that they're the lawmaker, we've got some issues, and they need to be recalibrated and recalibrated quick.
And another case that comes to mind is the case in Sanilac County where the judge awarded the rapist child custody in that case. It got so much attention a few months ago. And that judge, not impeached.
Yeah.
So you're right. When the judges believe that they have, they believe that they're the legislature and the judiciary and the executive branch, because they'll decide what's right. I'll give you the last word, Pat.
Well, in the federal constitution, our U.S. constitution, it's very, very clear. Article 1, Section 1 says that all, and that means A-L-L, all legislative authority is vested in a Congress. And our judicial branch seems to be coloring outside the lines of their responsibility. When that happens, it's the responsibility of the other two branches of the government to put them back in their place.
Otherwise, what's your purpose as a state senator if they take all the power? Pat Kolbeck, Republican, running for governor.
We're a constitutional republic, not a banana republic.
What's your website, real quick?
KolbeckForGovernor.com.
There you have it. Pat Kolbeck, thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve.
Quick break, and then we'll be right back.